Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Pentair PLC, a leading provider of water treatment solutions and equipment. Pentair is known for its innovation in water filtration, purification, and fluid management technologies, serving a variety of residential, commercial, and industrial markets. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the water and environmental services sector. Let's dive in.
Pentair has built a strong presence in the water treatment industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like the status quo bias and loss aversion influence their decision-making, particularly in product innovation and market expansion?
Status quo bias can significantly impact Pentair's decision-making, especially when it comes to maintaining their established product lines and technologies. This bias might lead the company to favor existing solutions and be cautious about adopting new technologies or entering new markets, even when there are clear opportunities for growth. Loss aversion is another critical factor, where Pentair might prioritize strategies that minimize potential losses in their core markets, such as sticking with proven technologies and avoiding risky ventures into untested markets or products. While these biases help ensure stability, they may also limit Pentair's ability to innovate and expand into new areas that could drive future growth.
This focus on maintaining stability and minimizing risk has helped Pentair establish a reputation for reliability and quality, appealing to investors who prioritize steady returns and low risk.
Exactly. Pentair's conservative approach to product development and market expansion has made it a reliable choice for investors seeking stability in a critical industry like water treatment. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new opportunities to stay competitive and capitalize on emerging trends.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Pentair PLC. As a global company with operations across various markets, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Pentair PLC, given their global operations and the diverse range of customers and markets they serve. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is essential for driving innovation and understanding different market needs. A diverse workforce can help Pentair develop more effective and inclusive water treatment solutions that cater to a broad range of customers. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a key factor in evaluating companies, especially in industries like water treatment, where understanding diverse customer needs and regulatory environments is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Pentair not only strengthens its ability to innovate and adapt to different markets, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in providing sustainable and inclusive water solutions. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving long-term growth and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Pentair operates in a dynamic and competitive water and environmental services sector. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Pentair's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the water treatment industry. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with investing in new technologies or expanding into new markets. Status quo bias might make Pentair cautious about adopting untested technologies or entering unfamiliar markets, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a rapidly evolving industry. This requires a careful assessment of market trends, technological advancements, and regulatory changes to ensure that their strategies are both effective and sustainable.
This adaptability is key for Pentair, especially as they face competition from both established companies in the water treatment sector and newer, more innovative firms. Their ability to navigate these challenges is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Pentair's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with risk management, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing market dynamics.
Now, let's compare Pentair PLC to other companies in the water and environmental services sector like Xylem, A. O. Smith, and Danaher Corporation. How do Pentair's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Pentair's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the water and environmental services sector, such as Xylem, A. O. Smith, and Danaher Corporation, particularly in their approach to innovation, risk management, and market adaptation. Pentair's emphasis on maintaining stability and reliability appeals to investors looking for consistency in the water treatment industry. Xylem, known for its focus on smart water technologies and innovation, appeals to those interested in cutting-edge solutions and rapid growth. A. O. Smith, with its emphasis on water heating and treatment, offers a more specialized product range, while Danaher Corporation's diversified portfolio provides broader exposure to the life sciences and environmental sectors. Pentair's focus on stability and risk management provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too conservative in a rapidly changing market.
And unlike Xylem or Danaher, which have a stronger focus on innovation, Pentair's strength lies in its emphasis on reliability and quality, which has allowed it to build a strong reputation in the water treatment industry.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Pentair, the focus on stability and risk management provides a unique value proposition in the water and environmental services sector.
To sum up, Pentair PLC's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their risk management strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Pentair's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.